Bell Brook and Candle, they'll brook my eye. Jingle Rescue Me, I need it. But luckily, the team is in today with liquid sustenance and refreshment that will rescue anyone from the darkest of places. At 6:30 past 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, we're doing Drinks on the Deck. And Joni Cassidy from 88FM has the story.
Hello, everybody, and happy Friday afternoon. So we are all getting ready for our weekends, and what better way to start the weekend than with some delicious cocktails? So the last Friday of every month, we do a Drinks on the Deck. We bring Richie from Alchemy to come and make our cocktails. He makes custom cocktails for every Drinks on the Deck. And today, we have a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, guys. I'm Brad O'Neill and from Sugar Baron Craft Distillery out in the Midlands.
And Brad today brought for us rum, but not just any rum. Rum that Brad has made in his own distillery using his own sugar cane. And it is some of the most delicious rum I have ever tasted. So Richie today has created two cocktails for us. I can't wait for you to go look onto social media, Life and Style 88FM, and look at the cocktails that he's made. We had one with... And obviously, I'm going to give the mic to you to explain what you did. But he came back with the rooibos tea and then another one with pineapple juice. And that's all I can really pick up from the cocktails. But why don't you tell everyone what you've made for us?
So, thanks for having me back, by the way. I like doing this on Friday.
We love having you here.
So, today we made some cocktails with the Sugar Baron rum. And it's just a really, really nice rum to mix into some cocktails. Because with the white rum, you have like really... agricole sugarcane kind of vibe. So if you imagine like that smell that you get over the sugarcane field as it's being crushed, it's just
that's exactly really, the really smell fresh. That comes straight from the bottle.
Yeah absolutely. And so to add a little bit of local spice into there, considering the products from the Midlands, so just down the road, we've got a mojito kind of vibe. So there's some mint, some honey, and then we've got some rooibos tea, some orange bitters, lemon juice, and then the Sugar Baron white rum.
Brad, what did you think of the concoction using your rum?
Oh, delicious, because the rum comes out so beautifully.
It does.
Quintessential sugarcane vibes comes out.
And that's something that we actually discussed outside, is a lot of alcohols nowadays are just packed with refined sugar. And that sugar taste can really change the taste of the alcohol. Mm. With this rum in particular, there's no refined sugar. It's sugar cane, it's sugar from the sugar cane. That's made into this rum, and you can taste it so beautifully. It's not that overwhelming sweetness. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. And yeah, no added sugar. We're very much purist at heart. So it's the sugarcane juice that's crushed fresh, and we ferment it just over a week, and then double pot distilled, and out comes that beautiful spirit.
And it is beautiful. And then Richie made us a second cocktail, and that one, the only way I can explain it to you, it might be a funny explanation, but like a Barbie pink cocktail with just the most beautiful fruity taste. So what did you do there?
So for this one, the inspiration was a little bit more like Durban masala pineapple on the beach kind of vibes. But so what we've done is we've used the barrel-aged Sugar Baron. And I mean... I'm a cocktail guy, so I like to put things in cocktails. But the beautiful thing about this spirit is that actually, if I was just going to enjoy it myself, I'd probably just have it over ice. Like it's a really, really beautiful aged rum. You can enjoy it in the same way that you would enjoy like a fine whiskey. But in this particular cocktail, we've got the aged rum and there's some fresh pineapple juice. We've got a cayenne pepper infused triple sec, which is something you can make at home really easily. And then some lemon juice and some Aperol. And the Aperol is what gives it that color.
And it was the pineapple that Brad and I both commented that after you've had a sip, the pineapple comes through so beautifully with such a yummy aftertaste, which you definitely don't find often with alcohol. And that was absolutely delicious. I want to ask you something, though, Richie, before we move on to Brad and more about Sugar Baron. Are you going to be bringing any of these cocktails to the world class? Because if you remember from last year, Richie was in the world class, and I know I'm going to butcher this, cocktail competition?
Yeah, so every year the Diageo World Class Cocktail Competition tries to find the best bartender in the world, and they have national heats and then international heats for each individual country. So last year... I finished second in South Africa, which was awesome. And this year, I suppose we're just going to try and try and get to that number one spot.
But so. I hope you're going to be taking some Sugar Baron with you.
Yeah, if they
show
can
the world what we've got. The
cocktails for sure, absolutely. Well, you want to use as much local spice as you possibly can. So if we have the opportunity to do that, I'd love to. Yeah.
I think your pineapple masala drink will do phenomenally well there. From my taste, that is definitely not one of a cocktail competition judge.
Well, I mean, you know, everyone can come and let me know what they think, because it will be available at Alchemy. So.
Okay, so that's another thing. These cocktails will be available at Alchemy, and we're doing it again. We're going to be posting the alcohols, so the two different cocktails, and if you can guess the best names or choose the best name for these cocktails, you can win yourself two bottles of Sugar Baron Rum. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
I'm so excited. And Brad, what can you tell our listeners about these two bottles that they're going to win and what they can do with it?
Yeah, well, so it's the white rum and the barrel-aged rum that we're offering. And yeah, they are cream of our crop. As I said, we've made them completely unadulterated. They're the purest expression of Sugar Baron. And yeah, literally from field to glass. Amazing product.
And you can taste that in every sip.
Yeah.
So go over to social media, Life and Style 88FM, and you'll see we've got a post where Richie explains to you how to make the cocktails that he's made today. And there'll be another post with the two bottles of rum that you can win. Just comment what you think the name should be. You'll see by the pictures what I mean by my Barbie pink cocktail. That's the pineapple masala vibe cocktail. And then you could stand a chance to win your own and then make your own cocktails. And if you don't want to make your own, go over to Alchemy and try out Richie's concoctions.
Yeah, or even just drinking the Sugar Baron and enjoy it like you would a fine whiskey, because it really, really is an amazing spirit.
Yeah, cool.
There we go. Thank you so much, Richie and Brad, for coming through this Friday for our April Drinks on the Deck. And we're so excited, Richie, to have you back next month. And Brad, hopefully we see you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you guys. Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Richie.
Thank you so much. See you next month.
And to wrap it up, here's good luck with rum and cola.